Steve Gruber Show. Get the news and information vital to your world.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country. No.
All right, welcome back. It's Wednesday. Coming to you live from the studios of WMKT Petoskey. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Broadcast on 17 stations statewide, and just glad to have you on board as well. Glad to have you on board as well as we make our way around the state. This hour brought to you in part by Mesa. Good health, good business, great schools. All right, so let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question because I'm confused, and maybe you can help me out. By the way, the hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966 is the hotline number, because maybe you can help me sort this one out. If you go to fill out an application form for anything, medical or business or whatever it may be, how many gender possibilities are there? It's a serious question. Stop. It's a serious question. Don't look at me like that. I ask because to me, I'm maybe a bit old-fashioned, maybe a bit closeted, a bit of a Neanderthal. But I have this crazy notion there are two possible gender choices. It's a crazy idea, I realize. And possibly three. Male, female, and on rare occasion, a hermaphrodite, showing no sexual orientation at all, or sexual orientation in both directions. But here's my problem with all this. Questions about gender identity and sexual orientation have now been added to the admissions applications used by the University of California system, including no less than six choices for students when checking off their gender. Now, the new questions posed to those seeking admittance to the system, which educates 250,000 students enrolled on 10 campuses statewide, is how do you describe yourself? The choices are as follows. Male, female, trans male or trans man, trans female or trans woman, gender queer / gender nonconforming, or different identity. What, you identify as a Labrador Retriever? I'm sorry, but this hogwash has gone too far. And this has just become hogwash. I had said I wouldn't talk about this much, but let's get down to brass tacks just for a moment. Bruce Jenner can tell you no more about childbearing or menstruation than I can. Well, he identifies as a woman. And so what? He's not going to tell you about childbearing or his monthly cycle as a woman would be able to explain it to you. He's not the guy I want around when a young woman has her first period. And it doesn't matter how he feels. His XY chromosome at the end of the day will still be an X and Y chromosome. So let's stop this foolishness. Well, how do you feel? How do you identify? You know what? That's okay if you're six and playing into childhood fantasies. These are adults. They're now playing with our children. Adult fantasies playing with your children. And listen, this confounds some people, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. I am unaffected by gay marriage. I am relatively unaffected by the Supreme Court ruling. And I know for some of you, you're going to say, well, gee, Steve, I thought you were conservative. I am conservative. I'm also libertarian to a great extent. I don't care if a gay couple gets married, that's up to them. As long as they don't bother me, I'm okay with it. But here's where this transgender thing becomes a big mess for all of us. And I go back to the workout facilities and so forth, and a trans female or whatever, a man walks through the locker room, and my 10-year-old daughter is in there. I'm sorry, he has no business being in there. Well, he identifies as a woman. I don't care what he identifies as. Go identify somewhere else. Because to me, that's crossing a line. If there's an adult man with functioning male parts, he has no business whatsoever being in a locker room with my daughter, period. And for the University of California, and the person in charge of the University of California is Janet Napolitano. Janet Napolitano from, you know, her time at the Clinton administration and working with the Obama administration and all this nonsense. In addition, the university is initiating a 2-year project designed to coordinate and promote interdisciplinary study of genders and sexualities across the UC system. Why? Well, here's what they tell us. Here's what he's here to tell us. The project will include convening UC stakeholders to identify ways to advance student learning about LGBT issues and conclude with a system-wide symposium that will showcase research from students and faculty in the fields of genders and sexualities. You know, gender isn't something you put on like a shirt, all right? Or pick your garment. It doesn't work that way. And I for one have had, you know, my fill of this. And again, I'm perfectly fine with gay marriage and the Supreme Court ruling. You may not be for a variety of reasons, and I respect that too. But in this particular case, this whole transgender thing has gone too far. The University of California, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. This is not learning. This is indoctrination. And frankly, it's irritating to common sense people. It's Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.